From Story Flow, Finance and Markets. Finance and Markets. The day's top 10. June 11th. From Story Flow. This is your daily audio brief for June 11th. Here are today's top 10 finance and market stories. Let's get into it. First, from Zero Hedge, Trump says, secret military mission allowed 200 ships, 100 million barrels, to cross Hormuz. Confirming our reported from both a week ago, see, as Gulf states plan. Bypass pipelines, U.S. military is quietly helping ships cross Hormuz. And this afternoon, growing number of oil tankers successfully sneak through Hormuz, shrinking Iran's leverage. Moments ago, Trump posted on Truth Social that he had directed our great U.S. next. Second, from Zero Hedge. Governments sell bonds at record pace. As global rates rise, spending soars. In a world already drowning with debt, the only certainty is even more debt. According to a new analysis by Bloomberg, governments are borrowing from syndicated bond markets at a record clip as public spending surges. That's in addition to direct sales, where the government auctions off debt to institutional investors and individuals. Sovereign issuers have sold $504 billion of the debt, which is offered to investors via banks, so far this year, a new record. Up next. Third, from Zero Hedge. DHS directs ICE to deport illegal aliens who vote in American elections. The Department of Homeland Security's General Counsel issued a directive ordering Immigration and Customs Enforcement to deport any undocumented immigrant who casts a ballot in a U.S. election. The order cites the Immigration and Nationality Act, which already provides for removal of aliens who vote illegally or make false claims of citizenship. Under the new guidance, illegal voting and false citizenship claims are treated as grounds for deportation even without a criminal conviction. The policy states that participation in elections by unauthorized immigrants dilutes the votes of citizens and undermines the democratic process, and therefore must carry consequences. The move is tied to a 2025 executive order issued by former President Donald Trump that called for a range of actions to protect election integrity, including verification of voter eligibility and enforcement of federal integrity laws. The DHS directive is presented as an implementation of that order, extending its reach to immigration enforcement. The latest action follows a 2025 update to the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services Policy Manual, which barred green card holders who have voted or registered to vote from obtaining citizenship. Together, the policies create a framework that links voting violations directly to immigration consequences. And then, fourth, from Zero Hedge, OpenAI's massive 10-gigawatt Ohio data center. OpenAI is moving along in talks to lease a proposed 10-gigawatt data center campus on federal land in Ohio, according to a new report from The Information, in a deal that could include financial backing from NVIDIA. Next, fifth, from Zero Hedge, Stop Destroying Civilization. Authored by Victor Davis Hanson via American Greatness. In the last 2 years, the left's signature slogan was Believe All Women. That directive was used to bolster Christine Blasey Ford's preposterous and easily refuted 2018 allegations that some 35 years earlier she had been sexually assaulted by Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh when both were teenagers. 2 years later, the left quietly junked that Believe Women credo when Tara Reid came forward and lodged a far more credible charge that 2020 Democrat presidential nominee Joe Biden had sexually assaulted her when she was a Biden S-up next. Sixth, from Zero Hedge, solar tops coal in U.S. power mix for the first month ever. Solar power held a record high 12.8% share of U.S. electricity supply in May, overtaking coal-generated power for the first full month on record, energy think tank Ember said in a report on Wednesday. As Oil Price notes, while the share of solar-generated power jumped to a record high for a full month, the share of coal in the U.S., and then, seventh, from zero hedge. Oracle tumbles after mixed results. CapEx comes in hot, warns another $40 BN debt equity capital raise coming. With tech stocks cracking for a third straight day, and with the broader market closing at the lows in a surprising sign of weakness, many were looking to ORCL to kickstart the AI euphoria, which has been oddly missing in recent days, and which sent NVDA stock briefly just below the key level of $200. Well, for those hoping that ORCL would be the much-needed spark, they may be disappointed after ORCL stock pumped in knee-jerk reaction, despite Q4 earnings that were mixed at best. Next, eighth, from zero hedge. Even CNN admits Democrats are cooked on immigration.